On a chilly winter's night in 1978, an explosion happened. And no, it was not the Big Bang, but an explosion of self-expression, celebration, and protest. This morning, I'm chatting with Travis Connolly, who is the creative director of the 2022 Sydney Gay Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival, to learn more, a little bit about the history of Mardi Gras and what's going to happen this year. Oh my goodness, Travis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh my God, no, it was great. Hey, can we ask you, what would it have been like? Oh, you're not, obviously not this old, but what would it have been like living in Sydney in the 50s, 60s and 70s as a member of the LGBTQI plus community?
Yeah, look, I can't talk firsthand, but I certainly have read and heard stories about this. And it was a time, if you think about this, in 1978, when that first march happened, homosexuality was illegal and pretty much discrimination was sanctioned as a result. And it was quite a time to be quite dangerous at times to be out. I know that many were very brave by even going in that first march in 1978 and showing themselves. And I'm not sure if many people know that that original protest back then was about 1,500 people that walked down from Taylor Square to Hyde Park in Sydney here. And they then were faced, when they ended up in King's Cross, they were faced with basically being cornered by police, and quite a lot of them were arrested and beaten, and it was a very violent ending. And what was even worse was the next day, the Sydney Morning Herald, which they've since apologised for, actually published the names of all the people that were arrested and their addresses as well. So they were instantly outed, a lot of them would have lost their jobs. This is what the time was like back then. If you were outed, you basically had no protections, and you could have lost your job. You could have been, your family might have exiled you, and you would have been facing discrimination and possibly even violence as well.
Wow, it's so brutal. It's so brutal. I know. I've looked back I remember the Sydney Morning Herald story. Now that you mentioned that, I remember looking back over some footage. There was a story being run on it, and just to think that that's where we were and how far we've come. What caused the LGBTQI community to kind of evolve Mardi Gras to where it is today, or how has it evolved? Because it's such a joyous celebration from that initial kind of dark, brutal beginning.
Yeah, look, I think I might even go all the way back to the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York, which were probably one of the biggest, most famous sort of events where the community went from oppression to starting to have that liberation. And it was from that around the world the rights movement started, really. And so actually the first Mardi Gras, the one you mentioned in 1978 in that cold winter's night, was actually to coincide with the anniversary of the Stonewall riots. And so it was really from that first Mardi Gras that Australia had, and Sydney in particular, had that movement really progressing from that state of oppression, we're not going to put up with this anymore, we're seeing what's going on overseas, to where it has become today. And I'll just quickly throw in there, the theme for this year's festival is United We Shine. And for me, a lot of that, actually, I love how that touches also on our history, and that without those people coming together back then, and all the people that have come together over the years before us, we wouldn't have the freedoms, and we wouldn't be able to love and live freely, honestly, with dignity. You know, we might be in hiding and pretending. And I think it's because of all those people that came together before us. This is the power of coming together for any community. We've evolved into where it's become today. And it certainly has become more than just obviously about the rights as well. It's also become an opportunity for expression, challenging norms. We don't all have to fit one peg, one hole, and one, you know what I mean? We could actually be all different types of shapes. And I think over the years, I'm so grateful to the people before me that have come out there for bravely and just gone, this is who the, sorry, I'm not allowed to swear.
No,
this is who
it.
The F I am, and this is how I'm going to be. And I was so, when I saw all that, when I first started coming out, I came out, my first Mardi Gras was 95, my parade party in Mardi Gras. And I was so, grateful, and I admired the self-expression and just challenging what everyone thought they should be. And here we are today.
I can imagine is there a sense of relief in that first kind of parade of relief and celebration?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the first time for someone who may be out.
And this
back then, for me, it was sexuality, but now it's gender identity as well. And I think you're right. It's I grew up in the northern beaches of Sydney, and I didn't really know. I felt very lonely and isolated with my experience of coming out. And then coming to something like this, where you see people who are comfortable, who are confident, who are creative, who are smart, and you go out and you learn new perspectives, and you also realize there is a beautiful community there that you can belong to. And that's not just for being a gay man, that's obviously for lesbian, trans, bisexual, and of course, the whole spectrum of gender identity mixed in there with that.
Travis, do you just have the most exciting job? I mean, when I was like planning this year's event, give us a little bit of insight. What can we expect other than obviously United We Shine, which is just beautiful?
Yeah, it's a lovely summary. Look, I mean, I don't plan the whole festival. I certainly work with a fantastic team to help bring it together. But yeah, the festival is big this year. There's 2 weeks, and we had a few challenges with obviously some of the COVID restrictions. So there's a few changes that wouldn't have happened normally. But there's still a huge festival of events. It spans everything from we've got like a comedy night. We've got queer art after hours at the art gallery. There's a whole film festival with like 110 films and episodics and shorts. There's Kurigra, and then there's a lot of other events that fall under our umbrella of associated events, like art gallery exhibits, miniature short story competition, theatre performances, cabaret, socials and get-togethers, sports club open days, panel discussions. There's a lot, and you can find out more about it at mardigras.org.au under the events banner. There's heaps there.
Perfect. We will link all of that to the show notes when we post it. Oh my, Travis, I think I could talk to you all morning, but I've run out of time. Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you so much for joining us and good luck. And so look forward to getting along to all of those events. Sounds amazing.
Thank you. And
Thank
don't
you.
forget the parade. Thank
Yes.
you.
I know.
All
Is
right.
the parade okay? Wait, I'm so glad you said that. Is the parade back on the street or are we still in the stadium?
Okay, for one more year, we're in the stadium. We want to be back on the street, but one more year, we're back in
Okay.
the stadium purely because of the risk of COVID. But yeah, the
Yes.
SCG tickets are there, they're very cheap, and it's going to be fantastic.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Travis.
All right, thank you.